It's a blessing to be gathered here this Pentecost Sunday and to recall the great gift to have been given a power that we knew we needed, we desired, we wanted, and yet couldn't find the fulfillment of, and the gift of having encountered the church in such a way that through our baptism would begin the beginnings of a journey that would lead us through our own confirmations and the fullness of the reception of the Holy Spirit, the gifts and the fruits that are so evident from those, and to be recalled back to those here today, Pentecost. We come also aware we're gathered because of the wedding of James, Jimmy, and Kenna. I realized in preaching that I know someone through another person, so I kept calling him Jimmy. And when I asked at the rehearsal, I was like, should I identify you as a couple? Should I say Jimmy or and Kenna was like, James. I was like, oh. And then as I was listening to people, it was like, ah, I know one through another. And so I know that person through the temperament, through the character, through the dynamism of that person. I know Jimmy as Jimmy because Kenna calls him Jimmy, I think. Right? And if you talk to other people, they're going to know him as James. Some people know Joe Whitney. Other people know William Whitney, right? And when I was growing up, my sister used to change her name all the time. Her name was Catherine, so she got a lot of options. She went by Catherine, she went by Katie, she went by Kate, and then she'd go back to Catherine again. And like over a period of 10 years, she had like 10 different names. And finally, I was like, I'm not changing the name anymore. You're Katie. And literally to this day, she ended on Catherine though. And she knows if someone calls her Katie, that they know her because of me. We know Jesus through the instrumentality of another person. None of us have met him in the same way the apostles did. But all of us have met him. We have met him in a tangible way that has changed our lives and been the fruit of us encountering the same mystery that they encountered, though. And this is what we see here in the recognition at the end of the gospel. He says, everything that the Father has is mine. And for this reason, I told you that I will take from what is mine and declare it to you. And the beginning of the church. The entrustment of the church, a treasure that was given to the apostles. A treasure they didn't even understand they had. And they needed another power to come to help them open that treasure up and to recognize and to put into play the power of God who was with them. And so today we too come realizing that there are those that have been instruments to us. And the tenor with which we have a relationship with Jesus Christ comes through them. I heard a couple of times last night, I'm at a focus wedding. And the first couple of times I thought, well, there's only one wedding and it's a wedding of the church. But actually, it was evident there was something different. And you could even say, this is a South Dakota Newman Center wedding. Because there was the reunion of the Bauer brothers. And if you don't know that reunion, you can talk to some of the older students here. All right, I think you all know it, right, as I look up. It came to us, the church, Jesus, and the sacrament. Yes, his objective is real, is true, is 2,000 years. But we must always understand that there is a flavor, you might say. There is a fire that comes to us in such a way that we say, this is how I met him. Through these faces and these people and this group and this way. And so I have a relationship with him that sort of feels and looks a little bit like them. And there's going to be another one of these gatherings next weekend. Right here. Because Hans and Olivia are next up in the lineup. I don't know if that's the way you want me to put it, but you know. I also referred to Jemmy with John Deere tractors, so you always get a forgive me once. What a gift that both of you can say that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ that began in your baptism.
that began from a particular way in which each of your parents taught you and formed you and lived with you and prayed with you. And each of you had community of believers that sustained them. But then you had to go on your way and find your way, to begin to go deeper into your heart, to wrestle with those questions, to look at your life, to ask what it is you desire, what is it that you're looking for, and then that one. And so tomorrow, next weekend, we're praying for you today for your great blessing next weekend when you too will receive this great sacrament, the full, beautiful life in which God will send the two of you on mission, right? And that's what we have grown to become aware of here, is that our life is a mission. And yes, that mission has dynamics that sometimes require work and sometimes require play and sometimes require leisure and sometimes require prayer. But the mission that God ultimately has done to us is to ask us to receive him, to let his love be the thing that radiates from our lives, and to go wherever we're called to go in this world and to live that dynamism. The fire of the Holy Spirit who other people are searching for, and the light can reach them. There's an interesting dynamic happening in the readings today and in this aspect of life. So right now at Pentecost, we're at the fulfillment of the Paschal mystery, right? All the way along. You have to really think about these guys. It's kind of like med school. I think being an apostle would be like going to med school. You sort of know there's going to be school after this. Well, no, it's not like you going to med school because you know what's going to happen. It's like all of us who don't understand that whole world, we're like psychology majors or something, and then we have friendship with a med school student. We're like, oh, you're graduating. And then it's like, well, I guess you're going to go back to school, aren't you? Okay, yeah. And then after the first year, you're like, oh, you started school again. Oh, great. And then year number two, you're like, where are you? Oh, we moved. I mean, we're still in med school, but we moved. Oh, okay. All right. Year four. Hannah, you're back. What's going on? Oh, I'm still in med school, though, but I moved. Right? And then talking to Landon Withrow, and he's like, still moving. They're moving. They're always moving. Like, why can't you just, I like law school students. You just take one big leap, and you stay in the same place until you're done, and then you take one more, and then you, like, have a career. You guys, the apostles, their whole life was changed the day they heard, "Behold the Lamb of God." Nothing would ever be the same. And yet, can you imagine the experience of Peter when he watched the betrayal begin? And the strength he thought he had to prevent this from happening. And the correction when the one who changed him said, "Let it be, put your sword down." Where was Peter at the cross? He was really up front and center when it was like, "Oh, I'll protect you, Jesus." Right? Where'd he go at the end? Jesus moved, and Peter wasn't prepared to let him go. And then can you imagine Peter seeing him on the shore? "My friend." So aware of his sinfulness, so aware of the ways in which he abandoned him, so aware of the betrayal, and yet ran. One who had learned this one keeps moving, and my best bet is to move with him. But then he goes? I mean, when are you going to stop doing it this way? "Oh, but don't worry, you'll understand it a bit. Then every year you're going to celebrate the ascension." No, they were living a moment in which they had no idea that this is the way it was going to go. And from the moment of the ascension, you would think, after all they had traversed, after all they had received, after all of the love and mercy, we find them here in the upper room, afraid, unable to go out into the world. But they were together. They were together. The church, the ecclesia, the assembly. Those gathered in the name of the one they met. That was the instrument of the Father that revealed the mystery their hearts had longed for and given them the grace of faith to say, "You are the one." Each of us has a journey with the Lord. Every one of us has a particularity, a flavor, a characteristic, a temperament, a way in which he came to us, in which he uses us to bring others in. Every single one of us has moments in which it seems like this is the best. And all of us have moments when we think, where did I go wrong? Moments when faith seems so simple and easy and tangible and think, I'm going to live like this the rest of my life. And days in which we think, what is my life worth again? What changes for the Christian? Because many people live this way. The change of the Christian is the one who knows that this people, though, is home. That the assembly, the ecclesia, the church, is a place I stay, and so I know that day after day, whatever it is that God brings my way, I have others who accompany me and remind me of him. And this is the greatest challenge of one who met him, is forgetfulness. But we have the gift of the church of friendship that helps remind us when times are great, let's give thanks to him. And when times are tough, he's with us here too. Pentecost completes the Paschal mystery of Jesus Christ. The fullness of the power of God is at work in this world, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And every time we pray the liturgy, we begin and we end, and all throughout, we call upon and ask for and give thanks for the gift of all three. And then we go out. And we go out in whichever ways we're called to do, whether it is to go into the work world and to start doing those things, whether it's to have a summer of leisure and recollect, or whether it's to work for the summer and come back again next year. But all of those are just dynamics of the length of your life. And what a gift it is that you can say, you have these friends that help remind you that God is with us on this great journey. Hans and Olivia, yesterday's Mass was offered for James and Kenna. Today's Mass is offered for you. Thanks for the ways in which you have been instruments of a particular relationship with Jesus Christ in the church.